Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to Mindless Banter Q&A Halloween edition.
Look, we're on speed mode today.
I do.
Come on, get it going.
I know.
Kobe's whipping curtains shut and pushing over chairs. Yeah. We got to get this done. Let's go.
Kicking stuff over in the studio. It's one of those days, man, I tell you.
But all welcome, falls on one. It happens.
Yeah. Welcome to Q&A, Mindless Banter, Halloween edition, I guess, is what we're doing. Yeah. So we've got some questions that you guys have sent in. Most of them are Halloween themed. Some of them weren't because all you guys can't follow directions, apparently.
Read.
So we're gonna do some of those anyways, just because we like you. We love you.
I'll finally answer it.
Yeah. So that's what we got. We might get to a survival boxes today as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about Super Essie straps real quick, Cam?
I never even know if they're still there.
They're
just
right
comes
there.
Comes in the format.
Yeah, there they are.
Super Essie straps has everyday wear and carry gear that bridges the gap between useful daily EDC tools and SHTF supplies. Just like
do it faster.
They've got paracord bracelets with 30 plus items built in, including flashlight, fishing pole, ball,
it's like
opener.
The micro machines guy back in the 90s.
I don't know how. Or seatbelt cutter. I can't even do it slow-mo.
Yeah, let's not make it any harder.
As a Faraday bag and storage pouch. Their Hanks have survival functions incorporated into the ripstop fabric, allowing them to serve as a camp saw, water filter, or fire starter. Mm. Finally, their line of custom morale patches not only have helpful references, info like the 9-line medevac request and Morse code, but they have a built-in covert storage pocket in the backing of the Velcro where themed emergency kits are hidden inside the pouch. Find them online at superessiestraps.com. Use code CASUALPREPPERS and get $5 off your order and a free P38 and saw.
That's a good deal. If you ask me, that's a good deal.
Beautiful website. Go check it out.
It is a good website. So go check them out. Super Essie Straps. Let's get right into this. Let's get into the Q&A goodness. And I just realized on this first question, I don't even know who sent it to us. That wasn't a mistake on my part. Some dude or lady said, hey, what Halloween candy would you use as bait to trap a Bigfoot?
Let's see if I can find it.
So that's a good question, relevant with the whole Bigfoot extravaganza we had going on YouTube. I'm going to go with the worst Halloween candy on Earth, which is the Good and Plenty's, the black licorice ones. Because he probably likes stinky, disgusting crap, and that's probably the most stinky, disgusting crap. Black licorice is the worst flavor ever invented. I don't care what anyone says.
I like it.
Black licorice?
Yeah.
It's like eating straight tar or something.
I know, it's delicious.
Oh, it's the worst.
My family member's been tarred and feathered back in the day, so.
Man, it's
have
nasty.
Have a taste for it.
Nasty.
Gummy worms. Sour worms.
Sour worms, okay.
Because you know Bigfoot's up there wandering around. Picking grubs and I don't think he eats humans.
Well, yeah,
we don't know, but
we don't know if he's a vegetarian.
I bet he's a scavenger, so
he could be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So if he's a vegetarian, is there any candy that looks like vegetation of some sort?
Yeah, you get the cherry gummies, Haribo.
Oh yeah, the cherry gummies. Yeah, that would
or
work.
Coca-Cola bottles.
That's not vegetarian at all.
The glass is organic.
So gummy worms in Good and Plenty's, and we think you're going to bring in a nice, chubby Bigfoot to get you.
Chubby.
Yeah, he's going to be chubby.
has a chubby or no, he is chubby?
He is chubby because he's been eating sour gummy worms. Okay, that's a good one. Next one. If you all did another movie, what creature and where would you go to film it? Brian, Louisville, Kentucky.
I thought you put there Louisville. I'm like, why do you want to go to Louisville, Kentucky and film? I thought it was your answer.
No.
We're going to go look for Brian.
Brian in Louisville, Kentucky.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
We're just
going to
look
Louisville.
Him up. We're going to Google him and find him. That's a good question. Where would we go and what creature? I'm all about finding those UFOs. I think that would be a blast.
Yeah. And that would be a blast.
And for us, with Skinwalker Ranch being right here, why not just go to Skinwalker?
Right.
You know? Although
it would be fun to go searching for some aliens.
It would. I don't Skinwalker is privately owned, so you can't you can't just go walk on to Skinwalker. Unless you flew in.
That's what aliens do all the time.
Or teleported in.
Yeah, that too.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think just the Skinwalkers themselves would be a pretty cool thing. Go around different tribes and
yeah.
reservations.
Just do like a reservation tour
yeah.
of the Western United States.
What do you
States?
Know about skinwalkers? Nothing. Okay, get out. All right.
You got a casino? Let's go check it out.
So I think that would be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
There's a lot of different places yeah. that have those reservations.
The skinwalkers.
Probably
they all,
get killed.
Did they all have skinwalker stories? Just certain ones?
There's just a certain few. Oh, but okay. I think it like is derived from different like folklore of Indians. So I'm yeah. thinking it's not like full on skinwalker, but they might have some.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Maybe okay. clothed walker.
Yeah. Clothed walker. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that next one, Cameron? What does this say?
I don't know. Do you want me to read it? Apparently. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Andrew Stevenson. So I guess I'm posting on behalf of a secret lunch table. Would you rather share a foxhole with Fred or share dinner with me?
So the secret lunch table, most people don't know what this is.
Cam, I don't know what it is.
Cam probably doesn't know what it
is. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There is a Facebook group of
that's why I don't do
very how should I say this? Some of the most fanny fans of Casual Preppers, they have their own group. They call it the Casual Preppers Secret Lunch Table.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
I don't even know.
They're like the super fans, but they're some cool dudes. And Andrew Stevenson's obviously one of them, and he was nominated to actually go ask the question for the Secret Lunch Table. I don't know how to get into the Secret Lunch Table, so don't ask me. I got in there. So if you all listening and you want to get in the Secret Lunch Table, don't ask me. I don't know. You're going to have to ask Andrew or somebody else. Because there's only a few people. I think there's like under 10 people in there.
That's why I answered. I'm like, who's Fred?
It's very
exclusive.
Sounds
nice. Maybe I go with him.
Don't you remember Fred? Come on, man. You don't remember anything. Cam.
Apparently.
He doesn't pay attention.
Man, Kobe's a real dick today.
He doesn't pay attention to anything. So don't you remember Fred, who came in a while ago to our Facebook group, and he was talking crap, and everybody made all those memes about him?
That was his name. I forgot him rather quickly.
Man, he did. Yeah, so Fred is the guy that came into the Casual Preppers Facebook group and he was kind of being a dick a little bit. And so then everybody started making fun of him and making memes about him. So I said, look, I would have dinner with any of our listeners any day. Especially,
what was his last name?
I don't remember what his last name was.
I don't even remember his first name being Fred.
It was Fred.
Mm-hmm. I probably recognize the last name.
Yeah, probably. But Andrew, I'm not eating your Tashanka soup that you made the other day, though. Definitely not eating that. So if I'm coming to dinner, we're not having Tashanka.
Yeah, that would be disgusting.
It would be disgusting. So thanks, Andrew, and the Secret Lunch Table. Thank you.
Sounds like a book.
What, the Secret Lunch Table? Mm-hmm. It does. Like a middle school
it
kids
does.
Book.
The Boxcar Kids.
Yeah.
Secret Lunch Table.
And the Secret of the Lunch Table.
That's what it sounds like.
There's magic gum underneath. Scott Raffensberger, he asks, would a tombstone make a great survival cache marker?
It would.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
It just depends. If you're sticking it out in the middle of a field.
Oh yeah,
or somewhere it's pretty obvious. But
that wouldn't make any sense.
Putting your survival cache in a graveyard, that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea, except for they're digging a lot of holes in there.
I know.
All the time.
But I would title it like, here lies my cache. Mike Ash.
Mike Ash.
Get it?
I get
it's
it.
My cache.
Yeah.
Nobody would get it.
Nobody would.
They'd
but
be
you
like,
would
oh,
get
Mike.
It.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. And then well, you'd have your cache in there. And a whole coffin full? That'd be great.
I think I knew whose aunt.
This
is Ash.
Part of the Ash family.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you're prepping for the zombie apocalypse, maybe you're part of the zombie apocalypse in the way that you don't want to. You're an actual zombie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you're coming out of your grave. You have your cash right there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
So that's one way to look at it.
Buried with my cash. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Go back to like old
It's like a big
Egyptian.
Roll of cash. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That. No, I think the funerals cost millions nowadays.
I know. Did you see that guy in... Ireland?
I just want to be thrown in a river.
A guy just died in Ireland in his last will and testament. He
wasn't it like a joke?
It was a joke, but he was dead. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What did he?
But he had a recorder that his daughter put in the casket as they was getting lowered down, and it played, and it was like, "Let me out! Let me out!" And it was his voice. It was like freaking everyone out, but it was like he just wanted to get the last laugh at
it. That's pretty funny.
That is.
I saw like something on the news, but I never did click on
it. Yeah. Thought it was pretty funny.
He's dead. Who cares?
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
James Carroll. Jason versus Michael Myers. Who wins? I think both of them passed away 15 years ago from natural causes. Do they still have any new ones?
I don't know. I swear that they've made like 15 movies that are like Jason versus Michael Myers. Haven't they?
I don't know. For the longest time, I honestly thought they were the same. I thought Jason and Michael Myers were the same person.
They were the same. Yeah, I have a hard time telling them apart,
you
too.
Know, now they're masks. I'm like, okay, there are some details.
Yeah.
I think Michael Myers is a little creepier looking.
He's got like the, just the
He's
white,
got the
like
big
face.
Freaking knife. He's the butcher knife one. Yeah. Yeah, it's all white.
And Jason has the hockey mask.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Michael Myers is creepier.
He is creepier. There's no doubt. The but I think Jason's... He's
got the chainsaw and stuff.
Jason's probably tougher.
Maybe.
So I'd say Jason probably wins. But Michael Myers is scarier.
Yeah.
Although...
So is it Michael Myers...
That's Halloween.
That's Halloween,
huh? That's Halloween. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's Halloween. Yeah.
God, I get them all confused.
Yeah.
I never really watched any of them, to be honest.
I did way, way long time ago. yeah, but I don't... It's hard to remember those, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Jason. That's my final answer.
I'm saying
Jason.
Michael.
Okay. I know there's... Isn't there movies that are like Jason versus Michael or something?
Probably is. It makes sense.
I don't know.
They just change masks and nobody...
Yeah.
It's like changing jerseys after a game.
Yeah.
Good job. Here's the mask.
Yeah. Only...
Anyway.
Only soccer players do that, though, because it's weird.
Does anybody watch that?
I don't know. The rest of the world does. All right. Deidre Donnelly says... Why are mom jeans back in style? Is this to keep women safe from attacks?
Oh, it's even a female asking this.
Yeah. So it is kind of weird that those like weird, like high-waisted pants are headed back into style.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of this, the styles with the ladies these days.
We've talked.
I don't like it.
I think we've mentioned it on here. It's like they don't even care. Like,
no,
if
I've told
they
my wife,
amongst themselves think it's like a cool style.
That's all they care.
And they ask you and you're like, no, it's hideous.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
I've literally told my wife several times, there's like two or three pairs of shoes that I despise. I hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I think they are the ugliest things in the world, and that's the only thing she wears anymore, are the ones that I hate.
Maybe she hates you.
I'm kind of getting that impression that that's what's going on, because I hate them, and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Growing a mustache. Because she,
no kidding, right?
She hates the mustache, and I love it. And I don't have it because she doesn't like it.
You should do it.
I'm going to say, it's either those stupid shoes or my mustache. This is the final
throw
straw.
These away with your shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a women's movement. They hate men.
Yeah.
And this is how they present their cruel punishment.
It is.
Those mom jeans are terrible, though.
Well, and it's even like there's like swimsuits now that like go up to like... here.
Yeah.
You're just like, what?
Yeah.
What happened to like the low cut stuff back
You're
in the
pervert.
Day?
You're a man, disgusting pervert.
I just don't.
What it is.
Is that what it is? Seriously?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then the ones that are all skanky and wear stuff,
they're
the ones that I got kicked out of school.
I know.
Everybody's racist and sexist.
Racist.
Well, it's usually combined.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's just, they just hate men nowadays.
Might be.
Ephraim Grizzly.
Mm-hmm. We know Ephraim.
Yeah.
We know him well.
And that, for everybody that doesn't know, did we talk about that?
I don't know.
It's a famous bear in Utah. It's like a huge grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm.
There's no grizzlies in Utah anymore.
No, but back in the day.
Yeah.
When I was young. I'm not a kid anymore.
Right.
Some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
I was like, is this a song? And then apparently.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What candy do each of you stockpile for SHTF? What will last longer and have greater barter value? Fruit snacks are not candy.
Yeah.
And then I put the other, there's another question there. TJR Jax.
Oh.
Best candy for long-term storage. So I guess we can kind of combine.
Sure, yeah. I'm all about the Skittles. I'm like, that's my favorite candy of all time is the Skittles.
You can't go wrong with Skittles. You really can't.
And I don't like the weird, like berry.
I don't either.
Berry weird
Standard
flavors.
Stock,
I just
red.
Like the red. Package the regular with has the regular flavors.
Most of the non
or I'll go with the sour ones too. I like the sour ones, but
good.
I don't like all the berry.
What's
like
the dark
or the dark ones that are like
the night ones,
like the ones that are spicy.
Yeah, those are
weird.
Those are gross.
My wife kind of likes
M&M's. Comes up, they've come up with all those weird ones too.
M&M's all taste the same.
They do. And they're disgusting. I don't like any of them.
You don't like? Do you like peanut butter M&M's?
The peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's are good.
Peanut butter. They're pretty good, but I like the peanut.
Have you ever had the pretzel ones?
Yeah, they're okay.
I love those.
They're good.
But regular M&M's are just...
I don't know why anybody likes them.
They're not that good.
Yeah, I usually pluck them out of my kids' thing and throw them away.
Unless it's trail mix.
Yeah.
So if I'm eating trail mix,
actually, I pick the M&M's.
You pick them out?
I like all the other stuff.
You steep peanuts and raisins? That sounds horrible. That's not good at all.
It's like the better, the healthier part. I usually like take a handful, I pick the M&M's out, and then I just throw them away.
All right.
And I don't like M&M cookies. Those are gross, too. But I don't like chocolate chip cookies.
You don't like M&M cookies? I'll take M&M cookies.
No, I don't like them.
Interesting. Yeah, straight up M&M's are
you're weird.
Straight up M&M's aren't that good.
No. Sucky candy, as I put on there. Like lifesavers, stuff like that, you know? They last a while.
They're not
my favorite candy.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Gay Farm.
What is that?
I put Gay Farm, Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, Jolly Ranchers.
They're good
gay
too.
Farmers.
They last a long time.
Jolly Ranchers
really,
are good.
I put Godstopper. Gobstopper.
Godstopper
candy. But Gobstopper's everlasting. You'll have them for the entire apocalypse.
That's true.
So,
that is true.
But I just get the chewy ones because those are good.
Chewy Gobstoppers?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had chewy ones.
Yeah. Maybe they're not chewy.
Have you ever had the chewy sweet tarts?
Yeah.
Like the big ones? Mm-hmm. Those are freaking good.
They are good. Well, so are the Sprees.
The Chewy Sprees, yeah.
They destroyed my mouth.
We went
on our camp.
When we went Bigfoot hunting, we had a bag of Chewy Sprees.
I bet you that's what scared off Bigfoot.
Cam probably had like 9,000 calories in one night of Chewy Sprees.
I did. My tongue was raw. My gums were swollen.
Yeah. Colon was hanging out of his butt.
I was like,
it was not good.
What did I do?
It
made my mouth hurt bad.
So
I
as far
stop
as
eating them.
Jolly Ranchers, what's your favorite flavor?
I like green apple.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like the fruit punch one.
And the cherry. Yeah. Green apple and cherry.
Cherry.
I like the medicine flavor.
That's like, it does taste like medicine.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know, because chocolate does not store well.
No.
Like, I found a bin of like last year's Halloween candy.
Yeah.
We had in like even a sealed jar.
Uh-huh.
And I took a bite and the chocolate had turned all white on
it
the
turns
outside.
Turns white, yeah.
It's freaking disgusting.
I'd eat it though. In the apocalypse.
Oh, I tried and it was disgusting.
Is that bad?
I don't even know if I could do it. Hmm. It tasted weird. Maybe
I'm pretty
sure
I've eaten 2-year-old Halloween candy before.
Maybe it was tainted. Maybe they poisoned it.
Maybe you're going
to
die.
I happened to put it out.
Maybe you're going to die.
Probably. Probably.
Kendrick Barkell says, what kind of zombies do you prep for?
I don't know. Not any specifically. Ones that need their brains damaged.
Well, I say, you know, what is the prepper mentality? Prepare for the worst and hope for the best, right? So I'm saying I'm preparing for the World War Z zombies. What is this?
Prepare for the worst. It's like Skeleton.
On my honor, I'll do my duty. I'm prepping for the World War Z zombies. Those have got to be the scariest ones, right?
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
Or actually, let's see. 28 Days Later had pretty creepy zombies.
Those are
zombies.
Freaky, too.
Those are pretty bad. But I'd say World War Z ones are probably the scariest looking. Yeah. Like, if I had to fend them off, those would be the scariest.
Yeah. Either way, you got to destroy the brain. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, what will do the most damage the quickest? I mean, a shotgun's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a machete, something you can swing fast.
And really, when it comes down to it, are the ones in The Walking Dead really even that scary?
No.
They just like...
They're dumb.
They can't run. They can barely walk.
They're kind of scary, but...
Yeah, the horde is about the only time it's kind of scary.
But I don't understand. Yeah, they're really... super dumb and slow.
You just got to have your head on a swivel a little bit and you're going to live.
Right.
Like you just got to not be a dummy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm prepping for the World War Z zombies.
It's a good idea because the other ones would be a cakewalk.
Yeah, they'd be a cakewalk. If you're ready for those ones, you're just like, this is easy. This is just like normal life. This is not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I need to go to work. I'm bored. That's probably what would happen.
Yeah, I guess I'll get a job. James Howe, what Halloween costumes do you dress your tactical geese in? Minimum of 4 geese.
Yeah, so when you say 4 geese, I go directly to Ghostbusters.
That's a good idea. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So there's probably one that's a little more black, and so he's going to be the black guy.
Yeah.
And then the coolest one's going to be Venkman, right? I mean, it's just, I don't know. You just got to, I'm going with Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
I dress them in tactical duck costumes. Makes no sense.
Does it have like a little thing that says quack on them or something?
It has a beak cover.
I'm a duck.
Makes it more yellow and flat. I don't know that it's any different than a goose.
Jeez.
Anyway.
That's a good one. John Ryan Barr. So cool. He's got 3 names. Do you play games with your kids to help increase survival skills? And if so, what? I tried playing Beep Jeep. I never heard about that. It's Slug Bug with my kids.
Slug Bug.
I want to play Beep Jeep now.
I do too. Beep Jeep.
Yeah, hey, Beep Jeep. To increase situational awareness, and they can spot a Jeep or a VW Beetle a mile away, but are still likely to get hit by a bus. That's a good one. Yeah, Beep Jeep. You got to tell me that. I guess maybe you just see a Jeep and you have to honk your horn.
I don't know. It sounds fun.
Or do you beep their nose or something?
Sounds fun.
Beep Jeep. You know, I haven't necessarily completely thought about this, you know, survival with games, but I play Monopoly with my kids, right? Quite a bit. They love Monopoly. We actually got a Stranger Things
It's
Monopoly.
Probably still going right now.
It's still going. We all hate each other now. We don't want to be part of this family.
It does piss you off.
It does. It pisses everybody off. But this is to basically to prep for real life. When you realize that nothing is fair ever, right? In that game, nothing is fair. It's just random.
Yeah,
like you land on Boardwalk and you're done.
And
or
you have money to buy it.
Yeah. And nothing is fair and you'll never have enough money. So I was like, this is a good life lesson for everybody
that's
to
so
learn.
True.
Because my kids are always like, that's not fair. I'm like, well, look, nothing is fair ever. Remember when we played Monopoly? That's life.
It's not fair. Go to bed.
Go to bed. Why do I have to go to bed and you don't? Because life isn't fair. This is like Monopoly. We're winning, you're losing.
That's why you're not doing good on this
yeah.
game.
Go to bed, Baltic Avenue.
That's funny because it's so true. That game just it sucks.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it sucks.
Yeah.
I have a couple survival ones. I actually played like Dead of Winter with the boys, but I tweaked it to where it's so unrealistic because they just don't die. It's like God mode on a board game.
Yeah.
It's like oh, a game well, genie. I'll put that to the side. You get sick. I'll put that to the side.
You didn't really get
so
sick.
So they didn't learn anything. But the one game we have like a Disney search game.
Disney search game.
You got
that's
like
hot.
These little circles that you put around things you got to search for on this huge map.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like,
yeah.
That's pretty. They're probably learning.
Looking for stuff. I don't know.
How to look at a map and spot.
Yeah.
Water fountains.
That's one way to go about it.
Clocks.
Yeah.
So maybe they learned something.
We do it. What's the other one that we got not too long ago? Ravine.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Ravine's pretty fun.
I actually like it. It's clean too. Mm-hmm. Like clean looking.
Yeah.
Easy to read for dumb kids.
And we got the Get Out of Dodge game, which was all right. Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
It was okay.
You just keep getting thrown back to the first.
Yeah. It was
get out of Dodge. You can't get out of Dodge.
You can't get out of Dodge. All right. Cool.
Was it that one? Or was there another? Sure. Was there a third one we got? What was the one we played with your sister? And
that was Get Out of Dodge,
was
wasn't it?
It?
Yeah.
They just kept throwing you back to the FEMA camp.
Yeah, that was Get Out of Dodge.
Son of a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ted SX. Pick your top 10 movies you could watch over and over if that's all you could save to entertain yourself during a bug-in. This is really hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
This is not easy at all.
It is.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to do like...
I didn't do it really by top. I just put a 10
sure.
in there.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Do you want to just go one and one and then we'll each go down?
Yeah,
Okay.
Because some of ours are
they're
crossover.
Pretty. Some of them are similar. There's some crossovers, it looks like. Okay, for me, The Burbs is going to be the ultimate. It's an entertaining movie, man.
Yeah.
It's if you haven't seen The Burbs or if you haven't seen it for a while, go back and watch it.
Yeah.
It's genius.
You can just go through your list.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'll forget which ones.
Okay.
I said I had.
Another one is What About Bob? I think he's a complete genius.
It's an awesome movie.
100% genius, Bill Murray. So that's one of my favorites of his.
I need.
I'm doing the work.
It's a funny show.
It's a good movie. Open Range. That one's gonna come out of left field for people I know, but
it's an awesome show.
As far as like a Western, and I know people are gonna say Tombstone. I'm gonna think you have that on you do have that on your list.
What? Not
but,
most people love Tombstone.
Really? That's probably one of the most popular movies I hear when people
Maybe.
Say, "What is your favorite movie?"
It's good.
Tombstone, which is great. I know it's a great movie, but I think Open Range, as far as filmmaking, as far as acting, so good. Go check it out. Another one, The Lost Boys, one of the worst, best movies
ever. You're saying it's better acting wise?
I do. I think so, probably.
Kobe watches movies not for entertainment. He just judges them the whole time.
No, I don't.
You're
really
like
don't.
My brother.
Really?
Yeah.
No
I'm like,
way.
Oh, I was entertained. He's like, well, I'm breaking it down. That lens flare was excessive on scene number. That's
well,
the problem with being a filmmaker.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Porn filmmaker.
Yeah. Haven't made a movie
but
yet.
Open
but
Range, I won't disagree at all.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
So I'm not comparing them. They're That one is really,
they're both
really
great
good
movies. I mean, most
as
people,
a country, that was my country fit in. I was like, Tombstone, I liked the action.
You're probably more,
but I'm a huge Kurt Russell fan. So.
You're probably more right than I am as far as the general consensus. Most people are going to say Tombstone's better, and I'm fine with that. Yeah. I really the fight scene in Open Range at the end in the town.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, it is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, anyways. I can't see anything in Tombstone compares to that end part. But
it's all great.
But
it
builds up to it. Like, it
one-liners,
is,
though.
Movie.
One-liners, though. Tombstone's got it. They got the best one-liners.
It has really good one-liners.
The Lost Boys. I'm a huge 80s movie geek, and The Lost Boys is one of my favorite. You got the two Coreys. you got freaking Kiefer Sutherland. You got vampires. You got funny old grandpas. It's so good.
It is good.
The Lost
movie.
Boys, man. Back to the Future is another one. One of the greatest movies ever made and ever written. Probably one of the best scripts that's ever been written ever. Back to the Future.
It is. There's very few movies that if like, and I don't even watch live TV, but I remember when it would come on, mm-hmm. I would want to sit and watch the whole thing. Back to the Future was one of those.
It's
for
so
sure.
good.
It's always good.
Yeah, like everything about
that. So that's
that movie.
A great one, really.
Soundtrack's fantastic.
Because there's three of them, and I liked all three.
All three were great, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would watch them all again. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. That's
a
great
one. Yeah. The worst movie that is just so much fun, Rad.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen Rad, you're missing out on life. It is, this has to be the worst acting ever, probably in any movie. There's one person in there that knows how to act, and that's it.
Yeah.
In the entire movie.
The thing that cracks me up about that one is the fail on the stunt for her.
Like, oh, gosh. She looks like a man.
It's like total man, like flat-chested, like bulky, and then just like this black this wig that doesn't even look.
Looks horrible.
It's like not even the same cut.
It's like this beefy woman on a bike. It's horrible. And then you go cut back to her, and she's like all thin and like graceful, and you're like, that is not the same person.
It's so funny. Like, all. Oh, girls can do the same stuff. I'm like, just find a girl that can do the same stuff. Like,
back then, there probably wasn't a lot of women
that's
doing
true.
That.
There probably wasn't.
Maybe there wasn't. I don't know. It's just, if you haven't seen Rad, it's a movie about BMX bikes made in, I think it was like 1986 or something.
Yeah.
Fantastic soundtrack on that sucker.
Just the cover alone is something you're going to want to keep.
Uh-huh. It is the worst acting ever.
All the paint in the 80s was used
in
to
that
make
one
the
movie.
Box.
Yeah, it was
like
horrible.
The box is all like tie-dyes.
I have the VHS. I don't think they've never put it on DVD. There's actually
they haven't.
There's some
that's what I
petitions
watched.
Online that you can sign to get them to put it on DVD, and they haven't yet done it. I've signed
it. Is
it
digital? Can you?
I don't think you can get it digital either. Not that I know
it's
of.
It's been shut down.
But I have signed the petition, so I'm hoping that I got my fingers crossed that's going to come through.
That's funny.
One day
on that petition.
I know. The next one, Signs. Yes, M. Night Shyamalan. Say what you want about the man, but he knows how to write suspense and he knows how to write like this creepy sort of like everyday life creepy stuff. You know what I mean? In Signs, I just think he killed it. He killed it with that movie.
It's just fun.
The acting, I mean, Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix, they're just fantastic.
They
together.
Are.
Oh my gosh. It's some of the best. And it has a little bit of the apocalyptic feel to it, you know, and stuff, and it's funny.
Yeah, that's one I always want to watch. It's
funny. So damn good. I was going to just say the next one, the Indiana Jones trilogy, but I actually went in and picked my favorite one, which is probably most people's favorite one.
Oh, by far.
Which is The Last Crusade.
Which is weird, you know?
Yeah, which
usually
is the
when
third.
You get down to the third, it's just not quite as... But to that me, one is so freaking good.
To me, it goes The Last Crusade... Raiders of the Lost Ark and then Temple of Doom, obviously.
Yeah, Temple of Doom.
And
I don't even
count Crystal Skull because that was just
I don't think it's
weird.
Even part of it.
No. When I heard they're making another one too, like it's in the works, but who knows. Yeah, Last Crusade. That's just such a good movie. One of the best,
it
dude.
Is.
Ever.
It is. I watched.
Freaking
I
love it.
Just watched it like 2 months ago.
Yeah. Next one. I couldn't pick one out of this one either, so I went with the Dark Knight trilogy.
It is hard to pick out of that
one. I don't really know. I'd probably pick the Dark Knight. I'm trying to, I'd have to go back
and
watch
them
again.
The last one's probably just barely edges out the first one for me, but I really like the second one too. The last one's my favorite.
They're all so good. Yeah. So I don't really know. They're all so I just went with the Dark Knight trilogy. I just think Christopher Nolan is a freaking genius, and that's like the apex of his genius is the Dark Knight trilogy, I think. And then my last one, I'm going with the classic Ghostbusters. Again, Bill Murray, so effing good in that movie. It's just like in a lot of these, they you know, pull on your nostalgia heartstrings and they take you back to 1984 or 5 or whatever it was. And
it does.
So I'm going with Ghostbusters.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So good. So good.
My list isn't a whole lot different. I got The Dark Knight Rises or the trilogy.
Yeah.
I just get the trilogy. If you're going to hold on to a movie, just get all three of them.
Yeah.
And then Burbs. Tombstone.
Which is crazy that we both, like, one of our favorite movies is The Burbs. And that was before we even met each other.
That was true.
We loved it.
True. Mm-hmm. Me and my dad used to watch that one all the time.
Yeah.
There's a good one.
It was like,
But yeah, my dad, like, cracks up at it all the time, too. Top Gun, I always liked
so
Top
good.
Gun. Like, there's some one-liners in there, too.
I don't care what anyone says, man. Tom Cruise in the 80s was the best actor, dude. Like he just and he had like the best movies.
Yeah.
It was so good. And I don't even have a Tom Cruise movie on mine. But I did think about
Top
Gun.
Tom Cruise movies. They got Days of Thunder.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
I used to love that movie.
I still love it. I watched it like last month.
I need to watch it again.
It holds
was the first DVD I ever bought.
Was it really?
Was Days of Thunder.
So good, man. Like that movie was fantastic.
It was. I liked it a lot.
Again, what's his name?
I'm still a big fan of Tom Cruise. Yeah, he's a little wacko, but
he's way wacko.
I think his I still like his acting.
I'm trying to think of a recent movie. The one that he did not too long ago, what is the one where he kept going back in time?
Yeah.
That movie was so good.
That one was way good.
Edge of Tomorrow.
That was actually one I considered putting on here.
That movie is amazing.
Yeah.
That's one of the best movies of the 2000s, I think.
I think so, too. I really like
so
that
good.
Movie.
Yeah.
U-571, it's one of my favorite World War II movies.
That is a weird one. I've seen it, but
I don't know why.
I vaguely remember.
Loved it. I think it was just...
If I'm going with a submarine
movie...
That's a submarine movie, right?
Yeah. And then...
I'm going with
Hunt
for Red October.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
But... just for action nonstop. Like this movie doesn't get slow.
Yeah, okay.
Hunt for October is amazing. I think the story's probably the best.
Top of the line, yeah.
I even like what's the other one with Denzel Washington? There's a mutiny on board with Gene Hackman. That show is really good too. That's another sub one.
I don't know which one that is.
That's really good. Anyway, I like U-571.
Okay, cool.
Lord of the Rings, I only put that in there because you could just sit and watch it and you wouldn't even finish it and the apocalypse would be solved.
Unpopular opinion here, I don't really like Lord of the Rings.
I actually don't either. I just put it in there because of the time.
Like, I just don't. I don't know what it is. Like,
I liked them when they came out, but they're not ones I can watch again.
I don't know.
Did you even like them when they came out?
I mean, I went and saw them, and I think I was vaguely, you know, entertained, but, like, it's something about them that I just, like, feel like they just go on forever, and I want them to end.
They did go on forever.
They did, yeah.
The last one was incredibly long.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then I have Signs in there.
Yeah.
Interstellar is still one of my favorites.
Yeah, I thought about putting Interstellar
on there.
Just
because of I'm telling you, watch this show again with headphones on.
The sound design is incredible.
The
way soundtrack
that
is incredible.
Christopher Nolan likes those done, and it's usually with was it Giancini or whatever?
Hans Zimmer.
Is it Hans Zimmer on this one?
Yeah.
Those two, I can't ever tell. Both of them I love.
Yeah, Interstellar's Hans Zimmer. Like, and he's so freaking good.
Yeah,
that is one of the best soundtracks, man.
It is.
It's just subtle,
and then
I put
Tangled in there for you.
Fantastic. I like that.
Actually, it would probably be Zombieland. That's one of my... favorite,
and
like,
that comes
it just
out.
Makes
the new
laugh.
One comes out this week. Man.
Is it this month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, freak!
Comes out Thursday night. Thursday night.
I do want to see that one.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
That was a long part.
That was good. I like those though. That's fun to do. I'm all about the movies.
Yeah.
Mrs. Jehupica says, "Which storybook creature would you not want to fight? Vampires, werewolves, witches, fairies, trolls, and why? Fairies." I don't fight any fairy in the land. For me, it is a werewolf. They freak me out. Werewolves are scary.
They are scary.
You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, man.
Lumberjack, got a plaid shirt.
No, I mean.
Cut off jeans.
They're creepy, dude. They scare me.
Yeah, they're freaky.
Yeah, so.
Because dogs are freaky. If it can run at you.
A wolf is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one that's a werewolf is even scarier. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, break it down.
Wolf, werewolf.
Wolf, scary.
Where's the wolf?
Humans want to kill you.
Yeah.
Scary. Combine the two.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
It is.
I think trolls are freaky just because they're like little weird, little hairy weirdos.
Yeah.
I don't know. All of these would be pretty scary, but I think a troll would be scary.
I don't think a fairy is very scary. Well, whoa, that was, did you hear that? I don't think a fairy's very scary. That's what I said.
Fairy?
Fairy,
well,
very
more
scary.
If they're like attractive, but they want to kill you. That'd be super hard.
Yeah, it's about just most women in my life. Ain't no different than
Willow hates trolls too, you know.
Willow.
I hate trolls.
I hate trolls.
So, yeah, there you go. And that's it.
That's
how
it.
About Wildstar 777? I wonder if they're Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witness, they believe in that number.
That
anyway,
number.
How will I tell if the zombies are real or just costumes if the zombie apocalypse happens on Halloween?
He actually said costumes. But I know what you meant.
Kobe will rip you apart.
Yeah. If they try to eat your brains, you got a real zombie on your hands when it comes down
yeah.
to it. Yeah.
I think pull a machete, go mm-hmm. towards them like you're going to hit them, and if they don't even flinch, follow through. Take their head clean off.
Hopefully they're just not tough sons of bees. Yeah. I'm not scared of your machete.
Tweakers. Tweakers yeah. could be dressed up like a zombie, and you won't know, but if you kill them, it's fine anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's silly.
EasyComp37 asks, favorite horror movie? See, I wish I was better with horror movies, but my wife hates them, so I rarely get to watch them.
Same
like
here.
I never have any time to watch a horror movie.
I don't really either.
That's
why I put the ones I have in here from when I was way back yeah. in college.
So the one
younger.
The one I watched recently that I thought was a super well made movie was Get Out. Did you
That's
watch
the
that?
One with Key and Peele? The was it
yeah
Key Peele? I can't remember Peele.
Yeah, he's the director and the writer. Fantastic
yeah, I never
movie,
did see that one.
So good.
I'd have to watch it on my
wasn't
own.
Like, wasn't like overly scary, but just like creepy,
disturbing,
and disturbing, and
yeah.
Like
that was one I wanted to see.
The atmosphere was fantastic. I saw The Exorcist when I was little, and it almost killed me when I watched it. It was that scary.
Yeah, those messed you up.
Like, yeah, I watched The Exorcist at my grandpa's house. It got over about 10 o'clock at night. And I lived just around the corner, but the fastest way to go was to go through the field. So it was about, you know, about quarter mile, a little over a quarter mile, probably
yeah.
a little more than that, back to my house. And that was the worst about 10 minutes of my life is getting back home
yeah.
after watching that at
I
10 o'clock at
as
night.
In childhood, like those things,
gosh.
Like I lived like out on farmland, we usually yeah. had cornfields all around us.
Uh-huh.
And we watched Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
And I was always like freaked out about mm-hmm. somebody coming in and killing me with a
yep.
A reaper or whatever.
Scythe.
Safe.
Yeah. So another one I liked, if you count this as a horror movie, was 10 Cloverfield Lane. Because there was kind of some
it was disturbing.
Horror elements to it,
it
I
was.
Think. It was really good. Obviously,
it
prepper elements,
caught
too.
Me off guard, like that part where he...
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, you'll... But yeah.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
And I always kind of had an affinity for like the classic kind of feeling like slasher movies like Scream
yeah.
back in the 90s. You know, that was almost like a parody of those slasher movies, but I thought it was really good.
I think I did watch the parody of
not the parody ones. Not like the scary movie ones. But Scream itself was kind of like a subtle parody to like
yeah.
to like those types of slasher movies.
You know, and like Scream and Saw and all those, I never watched those.
You never saw Scream?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, dude. You gotta watch Scream.
No, I never did.
We should watch it one day.
We should.
I've never seen Saw either, so.
I remember, like, these movies scared the crap, like, really caused fear in me, like a shock
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, when I went back and watched them, they just
they
never did it
bad.
Again.
Yeah.
The Ring freaked me out. Like,
it was a scary
some of
movie.
Those quick, brief, like,
yeah.
when they like see the girl in the closet mm-hmm. and her jaw like falls open,
yeah.
like, and it's like this sudden, unexpected flash to like a scary scene.
Yeah,
like that like disturbed me.
That is
I saw
crazy.
This one in college, and then The Sixth Sense
oh.
I saw in high school,
so good.
In the theater.
Oh, you saw
like,
it in the theater,
and I was up like pretty close to the front, so you know it was like overwhelming anyway.
Yeah,
but the first time you see that movie, it messes you up because you can hear things that you don't
yeah.
hear when you get it at home.
That movie was. That was one of those where you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like you just didn't see it coming.
No.
Well, most people
did.
It didn't.
Threw me off. I didn't.
And then the sad part about it is M. Night Shyamalan was chasing that same thing. Kept trying to do the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he did.
And he just couldn't quite make it happen with the
it
other
worked
movies.
It so well with that one.
But that one, like he hit it like nail on the head. One of the best movies.
The first time you see it, Like, it disturbed me. I just remember, like,
the twist ending.
Even the parts when they're, like, in the tent and that girl comes in, like,
yeah, it's been so long. Like, I gotta watch it again.
Thinking of those things freaked me out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in high school and that one scared me.
Mm-hmm.
The Changeling. Do you remember The Changeling?
Is that with, what's her name? Who's in it?
I honestly can't remember. It's the main actor is a dude that.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I haven't seen that one. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
So, like, his kid gets, or I think they drowned him, and then, like, the wheelchair, like, kind of moves around in the attic, comes downstairs in the house.
Oh, okay. You
it's
know,
a
oh,
weird movie,
that.
But that one was kind of freaky. And then, as a kid, Labyrinth freaked me out.
Labyrinth was kind of creepy, huh?
Like,
yeah.
Those pink things tearing their heads off and juggling them around. Like, yeah. It was just. I think everything that Jim Henson has done is terrifying.
It really is. Or like the scene where they're in the bedroom and the baby and it's dark and all those things are coming in and out and like, what is this? This
and they're
is
all
creepy.
Like dancing around the baby. Yeah. Like, it's a freaky movie.
Yeah, I know. And he's like throwing the baby up in the air and stuff, catching it. Yeah. Weird.
He sees junk.
Yeah. You got that big crotch thing going on. I don't know what
he's
it is.
He's rolling balls in his hand and his balls are hanging out.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's a weird, like, it kind of creeped me out, though. I remember watching it, like, in my parents' house when I was, like, a kid at late, and I was like, I'm disturbed. I'm going to go in the basement. The pink guys are going to be throwing stuff around.
I don't know. Bandit underscore Vash says, what movie scared you as a kid and made you laugh as an adult? Well, that one might be one. The Labyrinth, right, Cam?
It was. It's on my
mine
list.
Was Trolls 2, one of the worst horror movies ever made. Mine was The Gate. Have you ever seen The Gate?
What is The Gate?
So that's a movie
it
about...
It sounds familiar.
This kid's like parents go away. They just had like a tree removed in their backyard. So there's like this weird hole there. And then they find out that it's like the gateway to hell
or something. Yeah.
There's like some weird rock in there. But I used to... Me and my half-uncle used to rent it all the time. He's only like a year older than me. And it used to creep us the hell out. And I went and watched like the first 20 minutes of it the other day.
So bad.
Because it's on like Amazon or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, so that's one.
I had ones when I was a kid that I was obsessed with. Do you remember House? House 1, House 2?
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah.
I just remember the one where he gets the skull and he goes through like the fireplace and brings back this old guy that's half dead.
I don't remember exactly.
Pretty funny movie.
There's so many of those. Or like we watched The Candyman all the time. Do you remember that one?
Remember The Candyman.
It creeped me out when I was a little man.
Isn't that the one that like bees on the cover?
Uh-huh,
like
I think
around
so.
Him.
Yeah.
The other movie that was Critters. Do you remember Critters?
Like they had to come out of the toilet or something?
They like, yeah. Right? They like they had like their mouth would open. They're like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of teeth. Uh-huh. Anyways, those freaked me out as a kid, and then I tried to watch them like in high school or college, and I was like, oh, these are so bad. Anyway.
Garbage Pail Kids used to scare me a little bit, too, when I was little.
Kind of freaky.
And that is the dumbest thing ever. Holy crap, man.
That's funny what brings fear out in you.
Yeah.
It was scary, the original, when I first saw it, and then the second time I watched it, I was like, this is a terrible movie.
It. What was it?
It.
Oh, It, yeah.
The old one?
Yeah, the old one, sure.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, where's this movie going?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
The Punished One says Halloween game of would you rather for you. So here goes. Would you rather watch two zombies getting down and dirty once a day for the rest of your life or join in once?
What the hell?
If some of the
I just
people
don't even know. I didn't even know what to say on this. I was like, I'm glad you put it in there because I had to read it like six times.
Yeah, the grammar's like, not perfect there.
I can't figure out what
you're
trying to
so
say.
Yeah, so would you rather watch zombies getting it on every day for the rest of your life or one time you have to, it's a menage a trois with you and some zombies? I guess it depends on how much time this is going to take me each day, but I'm going to have to watch because I don't really want to get
in. A rotting
there.
Body?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in on that. I don't even want to watch
ooh,
it.
Ooh, you got a rotting body, baby.
That's the nicest rotten body I've ever smelled.
Yeah, so whatever. Let's move past that one.
Yeah.
Read the next one. Yeah. Read the next one.
Old Crow. Mm. What part of the apocalypse would you enjoy the most and the least for that matter?
Yeah, so one thing I would enjoy is being actually able to use all this gear that I have accumulated, like, and to really use it. That would be fun. Not saying that I want it to happen. But it'd be cool to actually utilize this gear. The other thing would be talking to less and less people every day.
Yeah.
Because either be people really are dying good. Or I'm removing myself from society. And so it's awesome.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
The worst part's going to be figuring out how to keep myself cool and warm all year long.
Yeah, that would.
That is going to be the worst.
Yeah, that is a stressful.
Or keeping my wife warm in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, see, she'd probably just give up, go to sleep, and be dead. She's seriously, if she has to be cold, she'd rather
to be
die.
Inside a heater.
Yeah.
My mine would be people. Yeah, being like my favorite thing about survival movies are when they're just wandering around and there's no one around. Like walking down a highway and there's cars and no one's around. They go into a grocery store to find goods and there's no one around.
Yeah.
Key here is no one is around.
No one is around.
That would be so nice.
That would be nice, huh?
It would be depressing too.
Sure.
But the other thing that would I couldn't do is just the close quarters and entertaining my children in without electronics and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
No TV, no movies. I'd go crazy.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Love my children, but they can't entertain themselves.
No, they absolutely cannot. Nope.
My kids can draw for a couple minutes, but then after that, done.
Yep, that's it.
So,
Brewer underscore EDC says, worst candy to get on Halloween as a kid. This is for a kid and as an adult. Candy corn and black licorice all day long.
Black licorice.
Oh, that is so.
I don't remember ever getting black licorice.
I don't know. Did you ever get like the blackjack gum?
I actually like that.
Oh my gosh, you have issues. You have you have issues. That is disgusting.
My favorite gum flavor of all time is the Beeman's Wintergreen.
Okay, yeah,
it tastes just like Pepto Bismol.
Does it? I can't remember. I don't remember.
It's a very strong like
blackjack is so
it lasts
disgusting.
0.0001 second of flavor.
It's like juicy fruit.
Remember
man.
The clove too? That was a bit strong.
Yeah, I remember that.
But candy corn, I agree. I hated that.
It's horrible.
And Tawny still buys it.
I know.
My wife's
like, because it looks cool.
Brings a bag home. Yeah. Like, throw it out on the grass.
Yeah. It's the coagulated sugar. It's all it is.
It is.
It's all it is.
At least get like something a little less worse would
I know.
Be the circus peanuts.
I know. My dad loves those.
Yeah.
He like, freaking loves the
circus
peanuts.
I can eat
peanuts.
Those, but candy corn, I don't. Mm-hmm. The pumpkins are like overkill.
Oh, the pumpkins, yeah.
And homemade anything.
Yeah, like homemade stuff.
I don't. I have a thing about that, though. Like, patients will bring in, like, food, and I just throw it away. Like, I don't trust and I don't like prepared. I don't know
See,
what.
See, my grandma makes the best homemade caramel.
I just know somebody
people
don't wash their hands. And
I'm going to get you some homemade caramel from my grandma, and you're going to go nuts for it.
Yeah.
It is
I
the
eat.
Best.
Tawny's grandma makes some homemade stuff.
Oh, so you're okay with Billy?
No, not Billy. She's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Sorry.
It's the other one.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time. People I don't really know that well that give me homemade stuff. I'm like, thanks. And I throw it in the garbage.
Here it's gone.
That was yummy.
All right. Carissa DeWitt says, best pumpkin carving knife. Also, follow up, which sutures does Cam prefer to use on his own hand? That's a jab at you.
I just use a steak knife.
Do you?
It's the best pumpkin cutter ever.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Just a regular steak knife.
That's interesting.
It has to be serrated and not like beveled.
Straight,
the ones
that
are like cutting off on an angle.
Yeah.
I hate those.
So whatever you do, just don't get the $2 kits from Walmart because the one the little
They're
saw
the most treacherous thing ever.
Little saw works great for about 15 seconds and then as soon and then it bends and then like you're holding it at an angle and you're getting blisters and you're slicing off fingernails.
The
it's
only
just,
thing good that comes out of those is the scraper.
Scooper, yeah, the scooper scraper, scooper scraper,
scooper scraper,
scooper scraper.
But yeah, that those are dangerous too. Like, because you bend and then the knife bends up towards you and slice your thumb open.
No bueno.
So, speaking of which sutures, I don't like to suture myself, so I use glue.
Yeah, exactly.
Any type of glue, anything.
Yeah. That's not sanitary, Cameron.
So I'd say glue is, I'd use an adhesive of any sort.
Okay.
Yeah. And not good. Don't use alcohol.
Oh, you want to read that last one there, Cameron?
Does it even have a name to it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Right at the end.
Where?
Okay.
How many times?
Yeah,
Clayton Blackwell. Okay, that's supposed to be in front. How many times have you worn a gas mask to your Halloween party?
None. Never. But
I
it's a good
either.
Idea.
Never once.
We should, though.
You can't wear masks, like, anywhere
oh my
anymore.
My gosh. They said it at church on Sunday. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You can come, but you can't wear a mask and you can't.
I was like, well, there goes my Satan mask.
Yeah, well, hell, I ain't coming as Jehovah's Witness no more.
Dressed as a pope, but I can't wear his mask.
Can't wear that hat.
Yeah, the world's just falling apart.
Yeah, it really is. Well, that's all the questions we have. Cameron.
I hope that was worthwhile, huh?
I think it was. Do you want to go through these survival boxes real quick while we have a little bit of time?
People want to hear it, I'm sure.
So, survival boxes, the October 2019 box, really exciting. Really, really exciting.
First one.
What is it? Alpha?
Alpha.
So the alpha, you know, that comes with a little bit of both. So you get a couple of freeze-dried meals. What came in this one?
Listen, mashed taters and gravy with beef. I don't want that one.
I'd eat that all day.
Chana masala.
What? Okay, you can have that one. I don't know what the hell that is.
An Indian street food, spicy chickpeas, coconut milk, tomato. You can get this one.
No, you said you didn't want the taters. I already called it.
No, I said I want that one.
You said you didn't. All right, I'll rewind the tape.
Fight with our pocket knives.
Emergency water pouches. Always good stuff. So then it has this really cool UST clip lighter.
Oh, that is good. So
it's got a little clip on
it. We have one similar to this, but not a clip.
Yeah, and it'll clip right to your bag.
And all these ones that I have to put fuel in, haven't done it.
Then there's
put gas in them?
I'd just put a little diesel in there.
Burns a long time.
Yeah. The K-Bar Backpack Caster. Now,
that's kind of an interesting dealy.
It's an interesting dealy. It is. It's like a little fishing pole.
It looks like the hilt of a sword.
Yeah.
Sword.
Or like a throttle on a motorcycle. That's what I'm getting out of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a
put
little.
Put on your motorcycle or.
Yeah. It's a little fishing pole.
It's an insect repellent.
Yeah, and then there's like these insect repellent bracelets that look kind of interesting.
Deep free? All right, they don't work.
Yeah, I know. Deep free. Work free. Don't work.
Jerry anal. It's got Jerry anal in it.
Does it really?
It's like geraniol.
Interesting.
Probably a flower.
Yeah.
And polyethylene and formaldehyde. No, I'm just kidding.
That works good. Okay, then there's
stuff in there.
The headlamp with batteries.
Yeah.
The South Bend headlamp. Very cool. And then the fishing tackle kit, three pieces of that. And then there's the survival seeds, as always.
And the survival seeds are
Blue Lake beans.
All right, good stuff. And then there's a survival knowledge card.
Those are huge.
I know.
I bet you those are magic beans.
They are. And then we have the Bravo box, I believe. As well, and that always comes with the good num nums in it. What kind of num nums did we get?
Looks like Mountain House num nums. macaroni and cheese.
Mountain House mac and cheese
and scrambled eggs and ham and peppers.
Kobe's actually,
fade.
I don't mind the one with the ham and peppers. It kind of
what was the one you got?
That
was
straight scrant. Oh, straight. I don't remember.
Straight scrant and scrambled eggs.
Dunder Mifflin
eggs.
Oh,
it's got another mashed taters. There we go.
Okay. I'll take both of those then.
Dark chocolate cheesecake mix.
That sounds sexy.
Jamaican style ration.
What Jamaican? What Jamaican for dinner?
Dad joke. Chana masala.
Chana masala.
I don't know what that is.
It's chickpeas.
Then you got your MRE.
In Indian rice or something. Sauteed Indian nuts.
12-year-old boy nuts.
What?
Blue Lake beans.
Okay, and so then we got the gear only XL Magnum style.
they should call it
Magnum condoms in there. Be a good idea. So the first thing in there, we got the
what's the tip card? It's survival fishing.
We got the clip lighter, just like in the other one. You got the K-Bar backpack caster, just like in the other one. You got the South Bend headlamp, just like in the other one. The fishing tackle kit, the bug bands. But then it has the mantis folding fillet knife.
It's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a fillet knife. Fillet. So that's good for filleting up your fish that you catch with your motorcycle handle. And then there is then there's the Mora knife floating knife.
I go fishing full throttle.
Throttle fishing.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, bring on the bass.
That hurt my throat.
The Mora knife floating knife, so it's a knife that will float if you drop it in the water. So that's kind of cool.
There it is, fishing. Oh. Floating away.
Floating away.
Power Pro.
And then we got the Cuda Micro T scissors. They're in there somewhere. Those are kind of cool. And then, check this out.
Oh, that's a cool.
I know, that's what I told you.
The blade, though, or the handle is...
It's floaty.
Cork.
Oh. Tastes like cork. Smells like cork. It's cork.
That's weird, though.
Corky.
That's cool.
It's not even a joke. Stop laughing.
You know where Corky comes
from. I know where Corky comes from.
Jerk.
Why can't I say the name? I'm allowed to say the name.
That's funny.
And the last thing is the SOG Professional 4.0 knife and hatchet kit.
That's a beautiful box.
Yeah. It's got a knife and got a hatchet.
SOG 4.0.
4.0. Way better than 3.0. 1.0 up.
Your fourth edition.
Yeah. Fourth edition. So that's it. That's good stuff. As always from Survival Boxes. That's all we have for you today.
A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all we have for you today, guys. We appreciate you stopping by. And please make sure you're subscribed and you've liked us and loved us everywhere.
Prescribe yourself.
Yeah.
The podcast.
And anything else, Cameron?
No, that's it.
Okay, adios.